6 years ago, I looked into the mirror and literally, I was so scared and afraid. What if I became 30 years old, broke, no accomplishment, nothing to be proud of, just no one. And that was my moment to make a change. And now I'm 30 years old, and there. I am proud of myself, and I'm actually really happy to be able to say that. Well, I still sometimes feel like I'm pussy, but that's also okay. But to put the joke aside, I want to celebrate this moment and this birthday, not the number of my age, the number of the change that I made. But this video is not for me. This video is for you to celebrate your next birthday with the number of the changes that you will make. The 20 has so many expectations and pressure from our parents and society and friends, and you're looking at other people, social media, because traditionally you have to be married. You have to find the love of your life and then have a family and then show your grandchildren to your parents and have a 35 years mortgage and have a stable job and work for 9 to 5 for the big company. And if not, you're crazy, you're weirdo, you're a piece of shit. So from that perspective, I am definitely not happy or successful. I'm definitely crazy, weird, and piece of shit because, yeah, I do have a kid, but I'm single. No, I'm just kidding, I don't have a kid. And I work for myself, so I don't have a stable job or company that can provide or protect me. And currently, I don't even have a house. And without all of this, I am happy, and I'm definitely content. My life is fucking awesome, I live in an extraordinary life. I asked the exact same question before. Why I cannot have what other people have? Why I cannot have this lifestyle, that lifestyle? But now, I ask different questions. So in this video, I'm going to share my secret, which is the philosophy and an idea and the practices that you can implement from today. Welcome to my channel, my name is Sho, and in this channel we share love and positivity with the twist of the Japanese philosophy in it. So if you like that, make sure you hit the subscribe button, notification bell. It helps me to reach more people so that I can help more people. So the first aspect that I realized, especially 20s and 30s, is that now because of the technology, things are different than before. And a lot of people understand that health and the importance of the self-care. And understanding that importance of the self-care, now the fact that we live longer compared to older generation, we are so energetic in 30s and 40s, and I see so many people healthier. So we have this idea that being young in 20s and successful is cool, but then being successful in an old is as fancy as the other one. And honestly, and especially in 20s, we struggle with pressure from parents and the societies and expectations from ourselves. And some people pursue those things. Some people pursue their traveling around the world and looking for something bigger than the society offers. But even if you're gonna travel, and I did travel around the world, and I was, you know, in different countries, London and New York and stuff like that, but I found myself lost. But now I want you to step back and think about our 20s, our 30s, and then our parents or grandparents' 20s and 30s. You see, this is a whole lot different perspective, a whole lot different lifestyle. So our parents and grandparents are speaking from their own perspective, which is slightly different, even though that is, in some aspect, that is true because that's what they've lived and that's what they've learned. And I have no against to that idea and an experience that they had. Each experience and each philosophy is beautiful as others. But here's the thing, what we can learn from them is fantastic and amazing. There's so much wisdom from older generation, but what our parents experienced and what they've learned can be different than what we need to apply in this lifestyle and in this modern society in 2023. So now we need to realize that 20s or even 30s, it's not a time to rush. We don't have to be successful. We don't need to understand everything because we won't anyway. And definitely you don't need to decide how you want to live the rest of your life. Maybe you used to be back then. Maybe you have to decide, you know, who you're going to marry and where you're going to live the rest of your life and what job you're going to do. And then from other people's perspective, it's figured it out. But now, the 30s, our new 20s, and then 40s, our new 30s. And this literally made me feel so relief and understanding that difference and understanding that idea and advice from older generation is not necessarily linked with the advice that we need and we're looking for. And I honestly feel like I'm 21. Honestly, I feel so young. And here's the interesting thing. So when I was 20, 21, right, people told me like, oh, you're so young, you can do anything. But now I'm 30, and then people say, tell me the same thing. Well, one of the reason is I'm hanging out with older people, right? Like who's in the 40s, who's in the 50s, or even 70s. So people look at me as such a young person. But I feel the same way. I feel like I'm 20 and 21, but in a different knowledge and different perspective and different everything. Because my inner child is still active and my inner child is still aligned with myself and with my body and mind. But if I believe that I am not good enough, that I am too old to start this, that I'm too old for this, XYZ, social media, then I'm going to put myself in a small box and limit my life and limit myself to not to expand my potential and a possibility, but to live in this world. In any stage of your life, your freedom comes from your mind. Before it becomes the freedom that you wish for in your reality, everything starts from here. So by changing this idea about 20s and 30s, and now look at the 20s, look at the 30s, look at the 40s in a different way, is going to be the start for you to feel differently and to start walk different path. And always remember, being young is a gift, but staying young is a choice. I hear so many people say, oh, I'm old, and even fucking 25 years old. I'm like, what are you talking about? And at the same time, I see people who's in 50s and 60s, and my friends are like, they're so young. And they think they're young, they feel young, they believe they're young. But what's the difference? And here's a quote from the Coco Chanel. Nature gives you the face you have at 20. Life shapes the face you have at 30. But at 50, you get the face you deserve. And this applies not just to women, but to men as well. And then you can actually see that. Men and women doesn't matter. And if you see a person or people who feel young and who feeds their souls with passion and love, you see that their face is so bright, and their eyes shines like a stars. And then your eyes speaks the truth. And honestly, where I grew up, back in my hometown in Japan, I didn't have the people have that mentality around me. So all the people is like, oh, I'm young, and you know, they don't go to the gym, or they might surf. I had a lot of people, a friend of my dad's, they surf a lot, but drink a lot as well, right? So like they drink every day, well, not like maybe not every day, but every week for sure. And they do tequila shots as well. Well, they might surf and they exercise, but the idea and mentality was completely different than the people who I've met and being successful and like traveling around the world and just feel so young. And then the way that they live, it's like, wow, if you can be 16, 70s and live the life like that, I feel like I'm so happy and positive about my future and the fact that I'm aging, because they literally taught me what is the true meaning of youth. It's easy to blame what is not our control, right? Aging is definitely not control. It's like, it's inevitable. We are aging, we are going to get older and mature. But underneath this idea of youth, there is so much wisdom. There is so much more to it. And it's almost like testing us to how we deal with it. How do we deal with that things and how we surrender to those aspects and then still remain that positivity and being optimistic about life. And then your face will show and then the people can see it. So now if you want to feel young and be young, and then if you want to make the face in 30s and 40s and 50s with the face with like light, the eyes like a stars, then you have to change your belief and you have to see differently what the youth is and then what is the 20s for you, what is the 30s for you, what is the 40s for you. And I talk about this four life path. It's a Japanese philosophy, and then you will never find it anywhere except this YouTube channel that talks about this philosophy. But this is such a beautiful way to find a purpose, and this explains that what the path that we're walking, the journey, the life path, breaking down into four different life paths. So if you want to check that out, go ahead, check that out after you watch this video. So I'm going to share three secrets that it literally changed my life, flipped my life. And then I've learned it in the late 20s. I wish I could have learned sooner, but this is something that I've learned. And then this is something that will change your life. The first thing is that a master a skill. So let me brag about something, okay? So, the other day, I was invited to an online summit with the content creators about mental health with Harvard School. And I was asked to host a panel. So there were people talking about it, and I was the MC show. It's a cool name, actually. So I was asked by Harvard to host a panel for the rest of the audience, which is the content creator like me. Well, I'm a coach, actually, but I'm also a content creator, well, whatever. And it was definitely such an honor to be part of that online summit, and then be able to host a panel was definitely an amazing experience. But how come a guy who doesn't have a degree, who didn't go to any university or college, this guy was basically sleeping or eating a lunchbox at every class in high school. How come that kind of guy can work with Harvard? It's because I mastered one skill, which was content creation. And I'm not saying that you should master the content creation. I'm saying master a skill, okay? So the reason why that I got to be able to work with Harvard was because of the skill of the content creation. And then it took me years to get here, obviously. And I actually know so many people who mastered one skill and got to go beyond. Like, for instance, I have a friend who have this like amazing, beautiful cafe, but now he became so successful with a small, tiny place. But now he is asked from so many places, the cafe and restaurant, to manage and to have a consultation for them. So because he mastered one skill, making a tea and then having a small space with the visually pleasing, a beautiful place, and now he's helping the branding because of the eyes and because of his experience. So, and especially in 20s, this is something that you should dedicate your life to. Okay, you can go party, sure, that's fine. And I've done too much parties, but this 20s or even 30s, you should dedicate your life, and then you should invest so much time to learn and master one skill. And the reason why this is going to be such a great aspect for you, and it will change your life, is because social media. So you don't need to be a fantastic content creator. You don't need to be so creative. You don't need to know all the editing and all the camera and the lens and everything. No, because of the social media, your simple post can be seen by so many people, and then people who actually value and who can make you and connect you to something bigger. So that's the power of social media. But you have to learn and master a skill, and it takes time. A lot of people like expect like, okay, so I'm gonna learn this and that, and 6 months later, and expect that to be a massive thing. But the truth is, no, you have to be willing to take time, because good things take time. And mastering that process is so long. I'm doing this for 3 years, and then I started with 1,000 followers on Instagram, which is nothing. Like, everyone has almost, a lot of people have 1,000 followers on Instagram, right? And that's where I started. I didn't know anything about it. Well, I knew how to take photos. That was it. But it took me 3 years to get where I am. And until 25 or 6, I didn't have any skill. I could surf and I could play basketball, and then I could style people. I was really into fashion, but that's something that I didn't want to do. So I think a lot of people struggle with this. Like, I had skills, sure. Like, I could teach surf, I could teach basketball, but it was not what I wanted to do. I could be a fashion consultant, I could style people, but that was not what I wanted to do. So I had to start learning the skills, and I had to dedicate myself to meditate, to learn all these practices that I'm teaching, and then speaking skills, communications, and then I have to start speaking in front of the camera, and then I have to start learning making the content. And obviously, I struggled a lot. I struggled a lot to get views, and struggled a lot in terms of, like, you know, I want to make a cool content, but it doesn't really come out as my expectations. So I struggled a lot in first, especially for 6 months to 1 year, but then I start to become more confident and comfortable, and like, the quality is better and better, and the more you practice and the more you dedicate your life to. It doesn't matter whatever the skill it's going to be. And now, because of the social media, you can expose yourself to something else. You have that, like, if so many amount of people are watching your content, who knows what's going to happen? because of the social media. And the fact that mastering one's skill and being able to have that skill better than the average people, that will allow you to expand your potential. And another skill, this is one of the best skills that you can ever learn, is a communication skills. And again, I've learned both content creation or communication skills in a later in 20s. And I was only a child and I grew up in Japan and I was such a shy kid. I was hiding in front of my mother until 18 years old. No, I'm kidding. But when I was younger, when I was little, I was hiding like behind my mother, right? Like this, when I was like 5 or 6 or something. And I didn't learn how to communicate with others. I didn't learn how to express myself because I also came from, you know, the bullied and all these, like, I suppressed myself because I didn't want to be hated by people. So that really lingered in my 20s. So I learned communications, 26, 27, something like that. And then that literally changed my life. The Robert Greene, who wrote the book called Art of Seduction and 48 Laws of Power. So he explains that the importance of the communication is because you do things and you live your life with other people. So it is so true, right? You are going to do something, you're in a relationship, family, friends, and or romantic love life with other people. And then you have a career and most likely you have a customer or you have a colleagues or your boss. So you work with people. So it's better to learn communication skills to establish a good relationship, friendship, and, you know, with colleagues and friends and outside of your work. That makes your life much better. So by knowing how to communicate effectively, how to express yourself, how to understand other people, it is so critical. And then because I am only a child, I had 3 dogs and 3 cats when I was young, which means I could communicate with dogs and cats, but not with really with a human being, right? So I had to learn. I had to learn how to communicate effectively in like psychology and all the kind of things that I had to learn. But no matter how old you are, it's going to benefit you so much rather than thinking, oh, people are shit. Like, I hate people. Changing your mindset and actually, okay, let me just learn how to communicate and learn to how to understand other people so that you can connect with other people. And then that makes you obviously feel good. It's nice to have friendship. It's nice to have somebody that understands you. And honestly, these things that I'm talking in this video is something that I wish I could learn sooner. Like, I wish I could learn sooner, or somebody just like forced me to learn. But sometimes you have to just accept this is the life path that I'm taking. This is something that I can't change. In some aspect, we don't have any control. So it is also a learning for us to surrender to the certain aspect in our life and be able to learn from it, being able to make a decision when we face these things. The key in life is to appreciate where you are, but to not to be satisfied where you are so that you can keep learning. And one of the biggest shifts in my life happened by simply changing such a small habit in my life. And it is so small. It's just by asking a different question. And then you might say, sure, that is nothing, but hear me out. So first of all, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna command you, and you have to obey, because you understand. You have to follow this, you have to forbidden yourself to ask this question, which is why my life sucks, why I cannot do this, why I fail, why I am broke. Never ask these stupid questions. And I've done that and I've been there. I have asked myself this question thousands of times. And I am telling you with confidence and conviction that never do this shit. So from today, you're going to forbid, or you are forbidden already at this point because you stumbled this video and then like, you're now forbidden to ask yourself this question. But instead, you're going to ask yourself, why am I so successful? Why am I so lucky? Why my life is so beautiful? Why I'm so genius? And then you're going to feel uncomfortable. It feels unnatural. And then you'll be like, oh, why I'm so genius, but am I? Yes, you are. Yes, you fucking are. I don't care where you are in life. I do not care how you feel about yourself. I do not care your self-image. Because this question, why I'm so bad, why I'm so ugly, why I'm so unsuccessful will ruin your life, and I can guarantee that. So by simply changing the question, I don't care if you feel uncomfortable, I don't care if it doesn't align within you, you have to practice to ask different questions. If you want your life to stop bringing you negative shit, then you have to ask yourself a different question. Remember, you will never find any answers out there. The answers are already within you. So you have to find a question that matches with your answer, lies within. And then people are looking for answers, where's answers? But what you need is a question. So if you find the wrong questions, that will match with the wrong answers within you. So be careful what you ask for yourself. So it might be difficult to feel and experience like, why am I so genius? Why my life is so successful and fucking awesome? But you have to practice it. People say like toxic positivity is toxic, but I don't believe in that shit, okay? Because you have to practice. You can't just like be positive like that. You have to practice if you want to play basketball. You have to practice if you want to surf. You have to practice. And then the first day, and second day, and the rest of the 5-10 days, you practice basketball, surf, whatever. You suck. You're gonna hit your head. You're gonna, you know, fall, or you're gonna maybe injure your finger with the balls. But because you're just practicing, and you just started practicing. You can't just say like, oh, your toxic positivity is toxic, and you have to practice to change the perspective. You have to practice to maintain that positivity and optimistic point of view in life. You have to be willing to take time to practice certain things, in the same as mastering a skill. But to celebrate the small wins, celebrate the fact that I feel good, I'm genius. And then you are going to have to deal with this like, your traumas and pains and what your parents told you, what your friends told you, you're not genius, you're stupid. But you have to deal with that, you have to fight with that, because that is not true. Whatever they said to you, that has nothing to do with you. That's what they thought about you, which is their projection. They struggle with their stupidity, but that doesn't mean that you are stupid. You can be smart from stupid, so what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whatever they say. You get to decide who you are. You get to decide what you are. And if you're willing to practice, you can change that thing. So if you follow this simple habit, I can guarantee, 100% I can guarantee, that you start to feel and see and experience a significant change in your life. Every single day, so many times a day, you ask yourself a question. I'm so fucking great. My life is great. Why? My life is great. Why I'm so lucky every day? Thank you. You need a question that matches with the best answer that lies within, because that's going to be your creation. With that said, thank you so much for watching, guys. If you liked the video, hit the subscribe button, notification bell, and I'm going to see you in the next video. Ciao. Live your life like a movie.